We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Good morning, Charlie. You love
that. More nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Got the cameras, I'm about to f*** this
up. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what I want to get off my chest, I know DJ Envy, you go through this all the time.
What's that?
I'm half black. People come up to me, they ask me what my nationality is, and they assume that I'm Spanish, Puerto Rican, but my dad's black, my mom's white. It gets me frustrated sometimes. I want to know what you do about that.
How the hell would we know?
He's talking about me. I don't pay it any mind. I don't pay it any mind. I mean, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's not like something like, oh, my God, this grind my gears. No, I don't care.
You don't like when people say you Dominican?
I'll joke back. I'm saying I'm black, but it don't upset me to the point where I'm going to go in the corner and cry.
What do people ask you? They ask you what are you?
Bro, make up your mind.
I'm not.
You just said it's not a problem, but now you're saying you're not Dominican.
I told him he doesn't have to get that mad and that upset.
Wait, I'm trying to understand his. So people just say, what are you?
Yeah, they ask me what my nationality is. I'm like, I tell them to guess, and they usually go Spanish, Puerto Rican.
Well, you told them to guess. You just say I'm black.
But I wish Envy would humor me one day and say, guess what I am?
No.
No, I understand, though. He's annoyed that people come up to him that don't even know him and just say, what's your nationality? Like,
yeah.
I get it. It's annoying.
Thank you, brother. I don't have a problem. Like, I never really understood why people get mad at that. There's so many nationalities and so many people. If you see somebody you want to ask, why does that bother people? I don't understand.
Well, he's bothered.
He's inquisitive. Like, what are you? Oh, you're this and that? Okay, that's dope.
You know? I mean, they're entitled to be bothered. But if you have something in your mind, you know what I mean? Like, if you, in your mind, you know what you are, I can see why that would be annoying. Because you think you would hope everybody else sees it, too.
But what are you, Charlamagne?
Black. 100% pure God. Okay?
You don't look black to me. Hello, who's this? Look more on the white side.
I'm actually 97% West African. I've done my African ancestry.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Anonymous.
Anonymous,
you do not
up?
Have to be anonymous on the radio. All you got to do is say another name.
Yeah,
bro.
You could have made up a name.
We could still search the name. Either way. But look, I was delivering food, right? And I knew the person I was delivering food to, but it was an old coworker stuff. And the dude, the boyfriend, came out and started like, what's up, what you saying with my girl? And he stole on me. I'm literally delivering food, like DoorDash and all that. Dude stole on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out, should I get a restraining order? Should I retaliate the hood way? Like,
man,
you know,
shut up. That man punched you in your face right then and there. You ain't did nothing. You ain't going to do nothing after the fact. Leave it alone.
Yeah, just don't go back to that house, bro.
That word is born. You better stay away from that man. Hey, that punch hurt?
Everything about him.
Hey, did that punch hurt?
Nah.
Don't lie now. Nah. Tell the truth. So why you ain't hit him back then if the punch ain't hurt?
Because it was like literally stole on me, then literally just put me in a chokehold. And then
he put you in the dope feet. So you ain't, he beat you up then. He beat you up. It's okay.
So when you got back up, what happened?
Literally, he was gone. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So when you woke up, he was gone.
Yeah, after you woke up, he was gone. He ain't going to stick around when you've been asleep for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
hey,
leave
listen,
that man alone, man.
In the words of Craig's daddy and Friday, okay?
So,
you win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. Huh?
Retaliate.
No, don't
man,
retaliate.
You ain't gonna do nothing. And stop. Why you want to retaliate?
Leave him alone. He leave beat it, you up.
Exactly.
He's already got people on his head. What you saying?
How old are you? How old are you?
That's anonymous too.
Well, listen. I was born in 1978. I turned 44 yesterday. We come from an era where if you lose a fist fight, you just lose a fist
He's
fight.
Lost.
Leave it at that.
Just leave it alone, bro.
I ain't that old.
Okay, well, listen. This how, if you want to retaliate, ask him for a fair one then.
Oh, that's a bet.
He better not do that. Nah, don't do that, cause he, bro. Trust me, bro. He whooped your ass one time.
That's right.
It ain't worth it. Cause think about it like this, right? Think about it like this. You retaliate. You do something. Now you go into jail.
If it's a fair one, I'm cool with that, though. As long as it ain't no...
He lost this one and dude put him in a dope fiend.
And he just going to get put in the dope fiend again.
He lost, man. You going to train
before the next fight?
Now, look. It ain't no training for this.
You need training.
The man beat you. It's okay, man.
You need training.
Listen, I done got punched on camera, bro. You done seen the can I get a drop. I ain't got no time for retaliation. Who cares? Like,
we too old. Let it go,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, let it go.
People already know who you is.
That's even worse.
Exactly. I got punched in the head and got seen by millions of people. You think I'm sitting around?
Just regular people out here. You know what I'm saying? You know
let it go.
All the more reason for you to let it go, sir.
All the more reason for me to retaliate.
No, why?
You're going to go to jail. You're going to retaliate. You're going to hurt him. You're going to go to jail. Is it worth it?
No, we don't know if you're going to. I doubt you're going to hurt him.
Now,
okay, so let me ask you a question. If you go get a fair one, you and him just fight straight up. If he beat you again, then what?
Then he's going to go for a third time.
I'm going to call it a fair fight.
You going what?
That's honest. I'm going to call it a fair fight. Dude, snuck.
All right, I'm going to tell you what to do then. Because you said you either want to fight again or you want to press charges, right?
Oh, ain't no pressing charges.
You just said you want to get a restraining order against him.
So to get a restraining order, you got to press charges.
I want you to press charges. No. I'd rather you press charges.
We'll get a restraining order.
Yeah, I'd rather you get a restraining order.
Nah.
You're about to lose your job, right. And you're about to go
That's
to jail
right.
for doing something stupid. And leave
that,
it alone.
That man done beat you up so bad you want to get a restraining order, so I don't know why you acting all tough now. Let it go, bro.
Have a good one, man. But
no, don't hang up on this man yet. You going to let it go?
Maybe.
Do you have kids, bro?
Nah.
Man, let it...
Your mom and daddy going to have to visit you in jail because you're going to do something stupid. Leave it alone. We win some, we lose some. Let it go.
Did your girl see you get beat up?
Nah.
Alright then, so let it go. Nobody saw it. Nobody even knows. That's why. And you anonymous. Nobody knows this happened, bro. If it's not on video, nobody saw it. Let it go.
Change the narrative. Tell everybody you beat him up. Nobody seen it.
Word up. You could have called up here and lied to us.
Yes.
Alright, we'll see.
There ain't no we'll see.
Don't do nothing stupid, bro.
God bless you, man.
Goodness gracious.
Sending you healing energy, man.
He got knocked the fuck out.
The man done hit you and choked you out, and then you talk about you want. The first thing he did when he called up here was say, should I get a restraining order or retaliate? You know how bad somebody got to do you if you want to get a restraining order?
Just get the restraining
order. Just relax, man. Come on, let it go.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1, The Breakfast Club, Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Blake from Georgia.
What up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I just want to put it out there, let everybody know. If you have a business idea or event you're trying to put on, don't assume it's going to be successful because you have family and friends that are going to support you.
Wow.
Sometimes it's not how it works.
Yeah.
What happened, man?
So I have a fitness event. It's called Not Tell Games. I do it for the first 2 years in my hometown, Indiana, thinking it's going to be successful. Didn't get the turnout I wanted. Depending on family and friends helping put it together, it was a dud. Moved down to Georgia, and it's going to be one of the biggest tennis games down here in the state, and I'm bootstrapping it all myself, no team or nothing. I have to take the handicaps off, train the wheels off, get it all done myself.
That's how it always is, man. You know that. You know 9 times out of 10, you're going to get more support somewhere else than in your hometown. You know that.
Shouldn't be like that, though.
It shouldn't be, but...
Yeah,
but,
and you know, you can't ever expect, and I've learned this from, you know, starting businesses, you can't ever expect the people around you that they have to do support. Things to support you.
Correct.
You still got to act like you out there doing it on your own and put forth all the effort like you're not going to have that. And if they do support you, that's a great and amazing surprise.
That's just the way people are sometimes. Hello, who's this?
What's the deal, baby? This is Ahmad Bacardi.
Ahmad, what's up? Get it off your
chest.
That
ain't
buddy.
Your real name. Your last name, Bacardi?
Yes, sir.
You're a liar.
Why is that?
Your last name is actually Bacardi, like the drink?
Yes. No, not Bacardi. McCarty.
Oh, McCarty. Okay, got you. All right, McCarty. Okay, that makes more sense.
Get it off your chest, man.
All right, what's the deal, man? I wanted to just give a shout out, man. I married the love of my life this weekend.
Congratulations, King.
Lady. Thank you, sir.
That's what I like to hear.
I want to shout out Keola McCarty, the new Miss McCarty.
Yay.
And I just want to say I love her.
Okay.
And right. Shout out to the Breakfast Club, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God.
What's up with that honeymoon, though? Where you going?
I don't know. It's summertime. We got to
I get it. I get it. I get it.
Well, congratulations, brother, and have a good one. Hello, who's this?
This is Romero.
Romero, what up? Get it off your chest.
Man, I'm a little hot, man. I've been trying to get into this real estate game, and they're not making it easy for a brother at all. Man, I bought my first property, renovated it, got it off the ground, man, and now I'm trying to buy another one, and these prices is crazy right now. Same property that was $90,000 is going for like $180,000, man, for 600 square feet. It's retarded.
I mean, that's what this whole pandemic did. I mean, a lot of people with the interest rates so low, a lot of people are buying houses and inventories down, so people are raising the prices like crazy.
Man, I don't know how they expect somebody to get in the game with these kind of prices, man. It's stupid, man.
It's very difficult.
Well,
I don't know, man. I appreciate y'all, though, man. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad to get it off my chest.
Yeah, there wasn't going to be no positive advice for that one. It is what it is.
It's not.
When them prices is what they are what they are.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Marion Johnson.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Marion Johnson?
So you remember me, man. Cocktail party, man.
Whoa. Ooh, okay. Whoa. Tell him one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I was just,
he just said his name.
Mm-hmm. Y'all remember the male dancer?
No. The male dancer?
Yeah, remember I was talking about the book about the male dancers, cocktail party?
No, I don't quite remember.
Mm-hmm. Y'all was talking about a male dancer, a guy and his girl went to the strip joint, and I mean, I had a house party, and what would you think about that?
Oh, got you. Yeah, okay. It's starting to come back to me now.
Yeah. I was just trying to throw the link out there. It's on ASA Publishing Corporation.com/Marion Johnson. That's M-E-R-I-N Johnson, or you go to Amazon and buy Marion Johnson.
Okay.
Thank you, Marion Johnson. That's a good last name you got for a male stripper. Johnson.
Johnson, yeah. With my stripper name was Black Cat.
Okay, should have been Black Johnson.
Black Cat. Why was it Black Cat? Were you like walking across the stage like a black cat?
That's right. That's right. Shaking everything.
Okay.
Shaking everything.
There you go. Okay, right. Black Cat.
You have a good one. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Anybody with that hairline.
Attacks already in the promo. That's fine. Listen to Hold Up on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Power 105.1.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030. Driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Quinta Brunson, you know, the creator of Abbott Elementary. Good morning.
Hey.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I am really happy to have this conversation because I am a real big fan. What was life like growing up, you know, in West Philadelphia? Born and raised. I'm sorry.
You had to. I know. It's okay. I let people get it out of their system. You know, it was great. I loved growing up in Philly. It's a beautiful city with a ton of culture. It was a nice environment to grow up in. And being the youngest of five, I just kind of took so much from my siblings. They were older. They were experiencing comedy in their own ways. Like, their favorite things range from Kings of Comedy to, I don't know, like Conan to my mom and dad liked really old shows like the Bob Newhart Show and the Jeffersons and stuff. So I feel like all that funneled into me. And my brother, who's closest to me, liked Ace Ventura, so I got the stupid stuff, too. Mm-hmm. It all just funneled down, so it was nice.
Being the youngest of five, did you get away with a lot?
I had more eyes on me, for sure. My parents were very overprotective.
Really? By the time they get to the youngest ones, they kind of like, they don't raise the youngest like they do the oldest.
Not in my case. They were very overprotective. It made me more adventurous to go out and do my own stuff, so I found new ways to defy them.
You said that when you could make your siblings laugh, you knew you were doing something right. So how would you make them laugh?
One of the big things was them putting me in a car seat and making me do impressions of Wanda from In Living Color. They made me redo Martin episodes, like from beginning to end.
You can remember whole episodes of Martin?
When I was younger, yeah.
Okay.
I still can. There's a lot of Fresh Prince episodes I can remember from beginning to end, like can almost quote. So stuff like that. It was kind of knowing these shows like the back of my hand to be able to say the lines to them later. So that was the way to connect to them. I was also so far away from them. My closest sibling is 8 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And my other siblings, it's, you know, 10 years, 15 years, and then 20 years. As a kid, I couldn't really relate to them, but making them laugh was how I got to, you know, hang out with them and our whole family. Like, my mom and dad, too, we all really came together over comedies. It was, like, the one thing that we could all agree on was a good sitcom at the end of the day.
Now, you were raised Jehovah Witness. Mm-hmm. So was I.
You were?
Absolutely. My mom still goes to my mom still goes to the Kingdom Hall to this
day. Wait, what?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
So does mine.
So how strict was your upbringing?
Very.
Yeah, because you was named.
Well, I'm saying overprotective. I can just use the. Now you know what I'm talking about. Like, they were very strict.
Yeah.
Also, I was the only kid that was born and raised in it. You know what I mean? Wait, that's not true. Me and my brother closest to me. The rest of them weren't, like, raised Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, no, I was raised whole family.
What?
Oh, yeah, I had the whole righteous, ratchet mom and dad, so my dad ended up getting this fellowship because he got baptized knowing he had no business getting baptized.
I cannot believe this conversation right now.
Absolutely.
I should be disfellowshipped. I'm on the run. You'll never get me.
I never got baptized.
Oh,
that's
why.
Yeah. Because I knew that was too much pressure.
I did because I was so ambitious. I was such an ambitious 13-year-old. Oh, my God.
You got baptized at 13?
Yeah, because I was like, I love God.
I did too, but that's too much pressure.
I know. Well, you had enough foresight.
Have you held on to any of those traditions or habits? You go to memorial service still?
Memorial's the one thing I'll try really hard to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets harder for me every single year. There's always a new obstacle. Last year I tried to go. I show up. It's a Korean hall. I was like, what the hell? Like, why can't I? I cannot win. So I'm just sitting there dressed like a slut in comparison to everybody else. Like, because I was also trying to go to this party after. So I was like, I'm just wearing this dress. It was a little short, but I was like, it's cool. I'm sitting in the back. They're just like appalled at what I'm wearing. And I'm like, calm down. I was going to sit in the back if I could get in. Yeah. Anyway, the brothers are just like looking at me. Like, I'm just.
All you want to do is pass some bread and wine.
That's it. I'm like, it gets harder and harder every single year, but I keep trying to show up. Yeah, there was a lot of reasons why it wasn't for me, but I don't think it's bad. And I think if it weren't for that, I'm not sure that me and my siblings would have like survived Philadelphia at the time. Yeah, because that kind of structure, I guess, and faith, it kind of keeps you out of trouble, which is why people hold on dear to religion, period. You know, it keeps you on a good path. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful.
What about holidays? How do you feel about those now? Because you know we didn't get those as kids.
We didn't. There was one year I just wanted to see what it feels like. So I went to Rite Aid and got like a plastic Christmas tree, and I just put it. I put it in my apartment and I just looked at it and I left it there for like maybe one night and then I took it out and threw it in the trash. Yeah. But I just wanted to see what it felt like. Yeah, just wanted to see?
I mean, I do it now because I got a whole family. So it's like my wife didn't grow up.
Whatever. So you be out here celebrating Christmas.
I enjoy it, though, but not because of
I'm going to tell your mother.
Yo, that's so awkward when she's here for the holidays.
Christmas.
Oh, man. Did you ever feel like an outsider in high school?
Not in a sad way. I also went to a school that was an art school. So everybody in the school was kind of an outsider. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everyone was very accepted because the only reason you were there in the first place was because you were kind of a weirdo. It encouraged us all to go into like whatever we wanted to do. And I wish more kids had that for sure.
Did you have any insecurities growing up?
There was a point where I thought if I had a big butt and I could sing, then my life would be different.
Mm.
And that was an insecurity for a while. I remember like stuffing my pants. Like I wore like 3 pairs of tights to school one day because I wanted to have a bigger butt.
And that was before like BBLs and
everything. I know. Else. Yeah, I don't know what the girls are going to do now. I mean, for me, it was just, I was trying to like, you just wanted to be like, I was a little stick thin little girl. And who was popular at the time? Like Buffy the Body.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name from Flavor of Love? Delicious. And like, you just wanted to, you know, so. That was probably my only insecurity.
All right, we got more with Quinta Brunson when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Make it.
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Quinta Brunson. Charlamagne?
You said, Abbott, is the first time since high school that your mom said she's proud of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did that make you feel?
That was a moment. I almost cried when she said that. And she didn't even know why. I was like, you have not said that to me. And I don't know how long. Because everything else I was doing, you know, was witnesses. She found blasphemous. Like, Black Lady Sketch Show. She was like, HBO? The Nudity Network? And I was like, yeah. So she didn't like that. Like, I would tell her, work at this place called BuzzFeed. And she would like, tell me the truth. Are you stripping? And it'd be like, she really could not. I'm so serious. She could not understand what, but it made no sense to her. And I showed her the website and she's like, this is nothing. This is a website. And I would show her videos and she's like, still not, well, how are you making money from this? But now, you know, ABC, she can understand. Ah, TV show, that made sense to her. So she gets it now and she loves it. She's such a sitcom watcher that if she didn't like it, she would like say it. Like her comedy opinion means a lot to me. She told me 2 weeks ago, she was like, I'll watch this even if, you know, it wasn't your show. Like, I love this show.
Wow.
That means a lot to me for sure.
I don't think parents realize how much those I love you and I'm proud of you, how far they go for all of us. Even when we become adults, that inner child still wants to hear that.
I know. She probably won't tell me again for like 10 years, but I'm gonna hold on to that one.
Star of Abbott, executive producer, head writer as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
It's gotta be at least 200 people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Does that weigh on you mentally?
Only sometimes when I feel even right now, I'm like, I am speaking for myself, but I do feel like I need to represent an entire group of people. I want people to be able to have jobs next year on Abbott. I want to make sure the show keeps going. So I want to try to present myself on behalf of the entire production. And besides that, no, because everybody else is so good at their jobs that it made my life so much easier. It made it easier to delegate, to communicate because everyone else was so fantastic. Yes, it's a lot of work and a lot of pressure, but I don't feel it because everyone rose to the occasion.
What do you do to stay grounded?
I play video games.
Really?
I go bowling. I see my family as much as I can. I talk to my family constantly because my family is, they're not like, my sister still just like will make fun of me. And I think I need that. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they keep me very grounded. Just staying connected to them. And honestly, even staying connected to Philly, like working with Philly organizations. There's an organization called Yeah Philly that I've been working with since 2019. And that they work with youth in the area. It's like an anti-gun violence initiative ran by Philly kids. It's incredible. And just staying tapped in with the city and my family, I think really keeps my feet on the ground.
Do you feel success yet?
I feel it in small ways. Like when I was like, I'm gonna buy a cappuccino maker. I know that seems small to some people.
Okay, balling. I like it.
But like little ways where I'm like, ooh. And then I call my business manager and they're like, leave us alone, buy the cappuccino maker. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, oh, okay. I thought, so little ways like that where I wanna buy something. But I'm so used to being, I used to be broke for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, those things seem big to me. This. I wasn't doing this last year. I was afraid to talk to you, actually. I was, like, afraid.
Why?
Because your show, sometimes you're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to talk to Charlamagne. And I was like, but that's also a good sign of doing something.
I don't want that reputation, by the way. No positive affirmations for me, huh?
This has been nice. This has been lovely. This is positive, right? Absolutely. This has been lovely. I have had such a good time, yeah.
Final question. What does Quinta ultimately want to do? What do you want out of all of this?
I hope that after, you know, the show finishes airing, it will have made something in the world just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do that by putting it in the show. I just want people to have a good time watching it. I want them to leave thinking about the human condition a little bit more. Mm. As you can see, we've started doing our part with helping with schools, and so we've got that covered. But if other people are inspired to go, you know, help in any way they can with schools, that's incredible. I love when people like just tell me, hey, I made a donation today, or hey, I checked into a meeting, a local meeting, about, because anyone can go to these meetings for schools at, you know, government meetings or whatever. All of that makes me really happy. And other than that, I'd like a farm eventually.
Oh.
So I'm working toward that. Nice farm. I'll live in LA and I'll live in the city and stuff, but one day I'm gonna retire and you will never see me again.
Why a farm?
Why not a farm? Everything's going to shit. I wanna grow my own food. I wanna have a compound and you know, have some animals. And so that's my plan.
All right. Well, Quinta, it was a pleasure. And I just wanna continue to see you grow.
Thank
and evolve.
You. This was lovely.
I hope so.
It was. I'm like, this was a wonderful experience.
This alone changed your perception of me. You hated me?
I didn't know.
What did you think of me, Quinta? Matter of fact, don't answer that. I don't want to know. You know what? I don't want to know for my own confidence sake. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Quinta.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is The Big Lie, an Audible original starring John Hamm. It's about three filmmakers producing a controversial movie in Hollywood during the 1950s. Start listening with a free 30-day Audible trial at audible.com/breakfast.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, do you have rules for your funeral? Now, this came from a grandma that posted this on TikTok.
She a grandma too. She not a 50-something-year-old, 60-something-year-old grandma.
She a grandma. These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself. Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in. And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you have rules for your funeral? Hello, who's this?
It's Brianna.
Hey, Brianna.
Peace, Brianna.
You got some rules for your funeral?
I do. So this might be real petty and evil spirited, but I have a living will and causes that says my mama cannot come to my funeral at all.
Wow. Why?
And this is because she and I have not had a relationship since I was 17, and she has never wished me well. She's never done anything loving towards me while I've been on this earth. But you can't stand over my body while I'm dead. No, if you can't give me that energy while I'm alive, you can't come to my funeral.
Have y'all tried to fix it in any way, Queen? Y'all been to any therapy as a family or anything?
Oh, yeah, we tried, you know, when I turned 30 last year. And when it came to the point of her being accountable and just being an adult for certain things that she did wrong as a parent to her, she did everything she could. She was the best mother. There's no wrong that she did, so... things ended again. So.
Wow.
Damn.
I respect it. You know, sometimes when you pray to God to take negativity out your life, you know, he's not just swinging at spirits. He's swinging at people and things that are the embodiment of that negativity. And it can be your mom. It can be your dad. It can be people that you think you supposed to love forever.
Yep. I mean, it's even my mom and anybody that's with her that wants to gossip and come, you can't come either. And if y'all let her come and I see y'all in the afterlife in paradise, I'm coming to find y'all.
Oh, goodness gracious. Goodbye.
It's on. It's on. Bye. You know how petty you got to be to hold a grudge into the afterlife?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Caden. How y'all doing?
Caden, what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. I'm just here at work.
All right. So we're asking, do you have rules for your funeral?
Oh, yes, sir. So everyone's got to wear a Halloween costume. Okay. And including my dad, he's got to wear the Grim Reaper costume.
What? You want him to wear the Grim Reaper costume?
I'm going to make my dad wear the Grim Reaper costume,
and
yeah.
Then what do you want them to do while they're there in costumes?
I don't know. I'm not going to be there to mediate anything, so I'm not going to be too bothered by it.
Why would your dad still be alive?
If.
Yeah, this is the crazy thing. We planning these things and we saying things like, oh, anything, you know, things happen so unexpectedly. But you sure is making plans for other people like they're going to be here.
Yeah, I just need one person to wear a Grim Reaper costume.
He done changed it now. He's like, you know what? My dad might die before me. That's usually how it works. I mean, that's how it's supposed to work. Parents die before the kids, sir.
Yeah, stuff happens sometimes.
It does.
All right. Well, you have a good one, sir. Hello, who's this?
This Tone from Far Rock, Queens.
Tone from Queens. Queens, what up, brother?
Ain't nothing regular.
Ain't nothing regular.
What's goody?
What's goody, bro?
Regular. Just come to my wake. How when you telling me back?
Oh, Lord have mercy. How old are you, sir? 40. 40 what?
42.
Yeah, exactly. 42-year-olds quote things like that. Come to my wake. High when you telling me back? You don't want them high at your wake. They probably will be, though.
Anything else to say.
True. I'm not mad at it.
All right. Well, you have a good one, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, but you have a good one. Queens all day.
That's a rap. That's a lyric.
I know.
Who is that? Come to my way. That's Biggie, right? I think that's Biggie.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
I don't know if there is a moral to the story. I mean, everybody's doing some pre-planning. You know, I'm not mad at it. I'm just not thinking about stuff like that right now. I'm thinking about living.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Come on now.
We got Trick Daddy. Welcome.
What'd they do?
T-double-D.
It's been a minute, man.
What's up, CO?
What's up with you, man?
So, Trick Daddy, what's been going on, man?
same thing. You know what I'm saying? Just representing, you know? Mm-hmm. The music game is a lot different, so I do less music and I just get in the bag all different other kinds of weight now.
We been seeing.
I was just talking to Duval the other day. Me and Duval was talking about, like, the best lyricists from the South. And I said, man, you got to throw Trick in there, too, now. Do you think you
can... Duval didn't say my name?
Well, no, he said... He actually said, who do you say? He said T.I., which I agree. He said T.I. and Ross. And then I was like, man, you got to throw Trick in there, too, lyrically now. And he was like, yeah.
Lyrically,
you throw Trick in there.
Lyrically, I think I'm number one. And I never put myself number one. Mm-hmm. Because I can't be my own favorite rapper, but I know lyrically I consider myself as number one, tied with Scarface.
Definitely have Face in there. 100%.
I can say tied with Scarface because I know I'm a bigger fan of his than he was of me because I was listening to him 10 years before I decided to do music.
That's right.
So I never forget where I come from.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you're getting the bags, though, doing things that make sense, right? That you really love, like the cooking show.
Right.
Which we were just talking about. I said, when I come on there, I want to do something vegan.
What that is? what vegan is?
Fake meat. Fake meat. Fake
no, no, you don't even got it. It could be all fruits and vegetables. It don't got to be no fake meat.
He cook.
So you don't eat, like, seafood?
No, I don't eat seafood.
You straight vegan.
When no, I'm not a vegan.
Trick, you can make a nice tall salad.
Yeah. I mean, But that's another thing. We don't have to go on a show to get a salad toss. That's another thing. That was the eating game.
I'm not part of that game.
That's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? But I guess vegetables with right. No meat. I could do that.
Yeah, I think that would be a good challenge to see.
That's not going to be interesting, but I can do it.
Why not? I think it is. Because, look, think about all the things that you could cook. Like, if you had to come up with a meal for somebody who was a vegetarian, right, what would you come up with?
Man, I'd probably cook up some cabbage, some rice.
Yeah, but even in the South, we put turkey sausage in the cabbage. Some people put bacon. I like turkey sausage.
I mean, okay, with the thing, at Sundays, we use turkey.
That's right.
For mm-hmm. the pot meat. Mm-hmm. So we put it in the string beans. We put it in the collard greens.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of hard, but we figured out a way to give it its seasoning without the pork.
Yeah.
Because the oldest people in my family eat pork.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Haven't never stopped eating pork. And I heard that some things you don't get sick until you stop doing it.
Right.
They said pork is like heroin. The hardest thing to do is to get off of it. And I like bacon and pork chop is my two favorite meat. But I respect the way people decide they want to eat, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, healthy these days. And so we don't put pork in there. If you want pork, the only pork we got is the pork chop, and you have to order that, and we cook it separate. But I guess, but you say no meat? I'm like, damn.
Is there anything you don't eat? And that's a general question.
No, I do everything. Toes, everything.
Yeah, if you eat the booty gang, you can't say you don't eat much.
Yeah, I eat everything.
And when
everything.
I come on the show, whatever you make, I eat pork. Like,
and
I eat pork.
I say, what Emmy eat? He said, no, Emmy say he eat everything. I say, good.
It don't matter.
You doing it at the restaurant?
No, well, we do it. No, we got actually CO. This is my executive producer.
Okay.
Of the show. Somebody who talked me into doing it because mm-hmm. I used to mess around a little bit mm-hmm. on social media mm-hmm. and be screaming, bitch, I got my boss. And everybody like got used to it. So he was like, we doing a cooking show together. I'm doing it. I was like, what are we going to do with that? And we was looking around for a whole year. He was like, you know what? Him and my other boy, EJ, he was like, EJ, me and you going to do it. We going to do this, and this. And I said, listen, this is what I'm going to do because I keep it real because a lot of people don't let their friends eat. But I'm a LeBron James to the rap game. Mm-hmm. If you bring something to the table, we going to have.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. So they own half of it, and I own the other half. They built the kitchen. I bring the talent, my expertise, and we go from there. So we actually built our own kitchen studio.
Mm. Oh, that's hard.
It's on Facebook, right? Facebook Live.
It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. And we just got a deal. We're working on a deal.
Okay.
With
Fox Soul.
Fox Soul. So when Fox, so they came to me with something I wasn't used to. They was like, well, we going to put a couple episodes on there and see. I was like, check this out. Hold on, man. I'm damn near 50 years old. I'm not with all that pilot stuff. If you believe in me, believe in me. But CO and Chronic talked me into it. So I said, okay, well, we going
to
try it.
You're going to put a couple up. So I wanted to, you know, you started doing mornings at one time.
Right.
In Miami. You were in Trina with Mac. And
you know Mac started here with us.
Mac is a huge fan of the show. Me and Mac watch and listen to y'all all the time.
So what happened with the show?
Because we thought the show was hilarious.
What happened to the show is we got some young billionaires that own a lot of these record companies and TV companies. They don't have a clue about the hell going on with the culture. And what they do is they add up the math. And our contract was ended in 2 years, and they was going to have to get some more money up, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us our severance. And then the severance is... You don't get fired. They pay you not to go nowhere else for so long.
Yeah,
so I'm coming back to radio. I'm going back to radio, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be bigger and blacker on radio because a lot of older women, I was surprised, a lot of older women love the show because mm-hmm. it's authentic. When you got a morning show, like y'all actually reach out to the people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's, when you in the mornings, people want to hear interesting topics.
That's right.
They don't want to hear the news that you already talked about last week. Mm-hmm. And I noticed y'all at the Breakfast Club, y'all never bring back up old topics. Mm-hmm. Just keep it moving.
Right.
And we don't assassinate characters. Mm-hmm. We're not into assassinated characters. Right. If somebody comes out sure want to bring up something, okay, fine. You can bring it up. If the person they're talking about want to address it, come on, you'll let you address it. But I'm not doing it. I'm not Chris Rocking you. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Damn, Damn, that's what it's called now, Chris
yeah,
Rocking.
Yeah, they already
Damn,
came
Damn, Trick. Why you call it that?
Because even regardless if Chris Rock was reading the teleprompter or if Chris Rock made it up, if him and Will was cool, then fire you somebody else to clown. I am not one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people was like, well, why did Will wait so long? Because it probably didn't it probably didn't dawn on him the different things that, you know, you can't tell a person how to react to when it comes to their family
all.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
There's no limit to how you act. And the 10-year ban, oh, well, it took him 20 years to give him an award.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You ever had a late reaction to something and then reacted violently?
I don't think I had. The late reaction I had one time was gonorrhea. I thought I was personally fine. Gosh. And I found out she burnt me 3 days later.
Damn.
I, that's
Damn.
The only late reaction I ever had. But I react right at the moment.
Now, back up for a second. To this gonorrhea thing.
She heard gonorrhea. Back up.
It takes 3 days for you to piss up.
Did you know who it was immediately?
No, but I had a because I had two girls. Mm-hmm. Well, I had one girl, then I had this other dude girl, but it was funny. It was funny. It was sad at first. It became funny because in Miami at that time, if you caught VD, a venereal disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
They asked you, well, did you have group sex? Who you had it with? And then they had these health department vans that'll go get them. And yeah. I put all my homeboys' name on the list. And they came to the school and got them. They come right to your school and get you.
Oh, did they get your CO?
Nah.
So wait, did you tell the women, like, listen, just you should go get tested?
Because what a lot of people don't know with sexually transmitted diseases such as gonorrhea, if you don't tell the girl you had sex with that I got something, you possibly gave me something, I gave you something, then y'all keep passing it around.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you have to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do the earwax test back in the day? You geeky. You
know, well, the earwax test, I did it a lot of time, but I don't think it worked.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So you heard about this earwax test.
Come on now.
Yes, that's a geeky thing. You'll know if they got something, if you stick your finger in your ear and then insert it.
That's right. You put it in the pool, and if she jumped,
she got something.
I thought you was making that up.
No.
All right, we got more with Trick Daddy. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Trick Daddy. Yee.
So, Trick Daddy, what are your thoughts about what's going on in Florida and politics? You know, they have the Don't Say Gay law.
Then they got the abortion thing that they got going on. I just believe that comedians, if they can say what they want to say, I can say what I want to say. I believe that if I don't approve in same-sex marriages, adopting kids, and raising them thinking that they're going to be normal. I don't agree with that, but it's my opinion. But for you to tell me I have to have this baby, it's some parents that's unfit, man. Mm-hmm. And that's what's wrong with the kids, the parents, because it starts at the household. I think women and men should be evaluated before they even be able to have a baby.
No, I can see that.
No, I
think with the gay thing, though, it's like, what is the definition of normal nowadays, though?
Right. I mean, because they put it in every show.
Mm-hmm.
They drill it in every show. But as a comedian, I can't joke about it if I was a comedian. But as a person that's against it, I couldn't speak out about it. You know, I'm not.
Are you against it? I don't think you're against it.
I have a sister that's my brother, and I have an aunt that's my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in your family.
I don't have no problem with my general manager. My restaurant is a gay man, and we hang together. We go to the club.
And they're
together.
All normal.
And nobody never.
But that's why language is important. You can't say against it.
People that are homophobic, I believe that they believe in their heart that they have gay tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
When you say homophobic, but at a certain age, kids. Leave it out of kids. Leave it away from the kids.
So you against the kids? Like yes, you want the kids to be able to make up their own mind when they get old?
You have, all right, for instance, you went to college.
No, I didn't.
He didn't go to college. Look at me.
You went the wrong way.
I ain't go to no damn college. Okay. Do I strike you as the type to go to college? I ain't go to no college.
I could have sworn because you're well-spoken. I thought, well, you got, okay, well, Envy. You went to college.
Guys, yes, sir.
It took a lot to get to college. You had to finish high school.
Correct.
You have to listen and believe in your parents.
Correct.
You have to pass tests to get to college.
Correct.
And you have to remain in college by keeping a certain GPA.
Yes.
And all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Finish college.
Right.
Did you go to college for anything dealing with radio?
No.
That's crazy, right?
Yes.
But you still want your kids to go to college because you want them to have all the opportunity, the best opportunities in the world.
Yeah.
When I grew up, ass whoopers was the thing that kept us in line in
That's
my
right.
generation.
That's
I'm a
right.
70s baby.
Me too.
That's right.
Like, I feared God. The police
and picking
my
that
mama.
Switch, picking that switch.
Yeah, you had to go pick your own switch, right? These days, I don't believe kids should be involved. The same way we were raised, stay out of grown people's mouths, stay out of grown people's conversations. Mm-hmm. I believe that's still the same thing that we need to go on with.
Mm-hmm.
Time changed. No, you're changing, okay? And another thing, I don't think that these women drop the baby off to the man. Oh, you gonna keep my baby? No. What if your baby daddy is not capable of keeping a child? You're endangering this child's life just to say, oh, I made him keep my baby. Second thing, social media. You had a 2-year-old phone. Y'all got 2-year-olds in your family? A 2-year-old get that phone and operate it like a scientist.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think a child should only have a phone when they're not with their parents in case of emergency. Once your child come home, I think you should turn your phone in because they learn a lot of the bad things on the internet and in that telephone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I take my 13-year-old.
They should have no social media. If they're not an actor, if they're not an entertainer, if they're not selling nothing online, they don't need no social media. They don't need none of that. And a lot of these parents are sitting here letting the internet, letting a new quote-unquote culture raise their kids.
Babysit their kids.
That's
absolutely
right.
And that's not the thing. My mama, know what my mama did as babysitter? 5 years old, know what my mama did?
Mm.
And you know what I'm talking about. Lock my door and don't open it for nobody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Babysitter, nanny, I was like, what is that? I ain't know where a babysitter was.
That's child abuse now.
Oh, yeah, you can't leave kids at home.
No, for real. You got to wait till they get home, especially after
that's
school.
That's how I learned how to cook. That's how I learned how to clean. That's what I learned responsibilities for my mama giving them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, oh, I don't let my boys wash dishes. Oh, yeah, I don't care what she is. You wash dishes.
You washing them damn dishes.
But you still got that's gonorrhea. Right.
I got gonorrhea I got gonorrhea from a girl who mama ain't wash her dishes. I wash mine.
But you know what's so crazy about that? When we used to get to stay home because people wasn't as crazy. Nowadays, right. You can't just leave the kids home because people is crazy.
But Charlamagne, I watch CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Do it seem like people is just ready to kill you? Like everybody just ready to kill now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like nobody have no type of feelings when it comes to life.
Yeah. They don't fear God anymore. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like this world crazy, man. We need to get, my thing, what I tell women, first thing you need to do is gender reveals, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mama ain't know what she was having. Only way my mama knew is like a Geechee thing. If the boy sit high, the girl sit high, the boy sit low. Mm. That's how my mama knew.
Yeah, that don't work.
It was sayings like it's a girl, it's
you
a
right
boy.
Though.
Those sayings don't exist no more. They spend $5,000. They have a celebration called a gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, but you can find out what type of child you're having when you go to the doctor, right? Don't they ask you?
Oh,
I don't have any kids.
You supposed to not want to know.
Okay.
But what I was getting at, they do the $5,000 on the gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
They spent $10,000 on a baby shower,
mm-hmm.
which used to be after the baby was born. The baby shower was to shower the baby with gifts, and the men didn't go. And the baby first party, they spent another $15,000. Now they done spent $30,000 on a 1-year-old, and they got no insurance,
mm-hmm.
no health insurance, no college fund, mm-hmm. none of that for the fucking baby, yo. Mm-hmm. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy now because now there are more kids being born today that parents aren't together. Your mom and father grew up together.
Yep.
I could tell by your complexion that happened. I could tell by your complexion.
But he's Dominican.
I'm not Dominican.
He's Dominican. He's Dominican. No, he's Dominican. He's Dominican.
Black, black, black.
He's Dominican.
I'm black, black.
You red. So listen. So look. Nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We're born imperfect in an imperfect world.
We just evolving perfect. Every day. That's all.
Right. Correct. And we still learning.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing for me to learn is when people accept the things that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not accepting nothing that ain't right. I'm saying something about it. I don't care if they try to cancel me. I don't give a damn. You can't cancel me. I can't be exposed. This dude, Whack 100, put something on Clubhouse the other day talking about, oh, I'm an exposed trick. You're going to get you and your family hurt. You can't expose me. There's nothing about me private. I represent the people. I represent my city to the fullest. I have no other sports team outside of Miami, and I don't think no other city is rawer than my city. But when I go to your city, I'm going to respect your city, and I'm going to enjoy myself and go back so I can be able to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expose nothing real. So whack, you's a manager to a rat. You's a troll that make money off internet. You can't expose me. All you can do is get me locked up until I bond out.
Why? What is he talking about exposing?
Where did that come from?
And where did that come from?
Because he's a troll. Y'all never get him. I be on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is something that's big. Like, mm-hmm. And he has rooms where he's always talking about other people's business. We don't talk about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think the internet is supposed. You're supposed to die off the internet. I don't think you're supposed to hurt nobody's feelings on the internet. I think you're supposed to. I think that's where people put the meat up and learn different things and experience different things in life. And that's what I think it's supposed to be about.
That's how it started. That's how Twitter and all that started. It was fun. It was entertaining. You would meet people, but then it just
took a turn. Now you got people like, some people not stronger than other people. You can't talk about people. You can talk about me. All you going to get is beat up.
Well, don't move. We got more with Trick Daddy when we come back. Let's get into a Trick Daddy mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Trick Daddy. Yee.
We've been watching you on Love & Hip Hop.
Uh-huh.
And you've been putting it all out there. And I was wondering about your feelings about divorce in general. Is that something that you feel like you would have stayed married?
I'm probably the only way I get divorced if my girl want me to marry her.
What?
Okay.
What do you mean, Trick? I'm confused.
I'm like in my mind right now, I'm like a Duke point guard. One and done.
One marriage and done.
One marriage and done.
That's it.
So mm-hmm. What do you mean, my girl marry her? Don't you got to already be married to get divorced?
No.
I'm already married.
He's married.
I never got divorced, but in order for me to divorce Joy, I would have to be ready for to get married again.
Well, what about if she wants a divorce?
She does, right?
That's what she say, but she used my name. If she wanted a divorce, she didn't stop using my name.
Young.
And then she, and then she going around messing with all these dudes trying to find me. I'm right here. They'll never be me. You can't melt them and pour them on me.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel like to me. It doesn't feel like you, because you guys have been separated for a while. So you do you. She does her thing. Right.
And leave it like that.
So you just want to just stay married?
She going to hell with me for that's adultery.
God damn, Trick.
That's adultery.
I don't understand
Lord have
it.
Mercy.
Well, I know. I allow her to date.
Okay.
She's allowed to date.
So you allow her to date?
Because at one point I thought you were going to do the divorce.
If I said she don't date, I would terrorize the person she date and make them not want to date her at the least. I allow her to date.
She allows you to date?
Well, I'm from the South, but they don't really. We run our household, you know. We run our house. Mm-hmm. The men run our house. City girls down real bad right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
City girls.
But you had a
right
whole
now.
Divorce party.
But she had had three or four failed relationships before my divorce party.
Is that because of you terrorizing?
No. I thought she wanted to be my friend because she said, you know, it hurt me when I come somewhere and you leave. Like, you don't have to do that. We can still be cool. And I thought she wanted to be my friend. But mm-hmm. then every time I do something or say something, she take it personal and start speaking to me like I'm not a child, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't do me like, if you're going to be my friend. But now I need to start evaluating these dudes who you mess with because these is my boyfriends and husbands-in-law. Your boyfriend, I'm his husband-in-law.
You got a boyfriend-in-law. That's crazy.
Because that's my wife's boyfriend. My boyfriend-in-law. And I'm his girlfriend husband, so I'm his husband-in-law. And we need to get along. You need to take care of my wife.
So what about when you get to the point where it's a dude that you can't terrorize? It's just as crazy as Trick.
I'm not, but I don't.
But why would you want
him
to terrorize him? That's kind of like
I never terrorize him. I respect him, but they need to do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. That's just like I'm messing with a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
I do anything in my power so it don't hurt her husband or it don't get back to her husband. That's my duty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if he would you, he
would you us off? What you doing?
No, but what I'm saying, I'm not be calling her phone all time of night.
I'm not
gonna try to fight her.
And
well,
if he asked you would deny it.
Yes. We got to get it right, cause bro, I'm finding out it's somebody else involved. It ain't finna be three of us, though.
She cheating on us.
Like, what is you not doing at the house that she's not happy, bro? Cause I'm doing my part on the side. I'm the number one side in America. I know I'm doing my part. Like, tighten up, bro. I tell him to tighten up and tell her to tighten up. Man, tighten up for your husband find out about us.
You know, I was laughing when you said the least can happen on social media is you beat somebody up. Because you have The Smart is the New Gangster. It's an anti-violence forum for young adults and accompanying parents. And you're doing that on your weekend for the Trick Daddy and Friends concert.
Right.
25th anniversary.
Because what I want. So, okay, so my thing is, I think kids fighting is healthy. Because mm-hmm. that's the problem. They don't know how to fight
yeah,
no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
They don't know how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
In Miami and a lot of urban areas in this country, 12 and 13-year-olds got 30s and switches. That's sad.
Damn.
The average killings that's been going on been done to and done by the age from the age of 12 to 17.
Damn.
And they used to say, oh, the government bringing the guns. And I didn't used to believe it. I'm like, well, hold on now. It's a lot of guns. Mm-hmm. It's still hard to believe because, okay, how they doing it, but they doing it. So I found that the kids are breaking their houses, breaking their cars. So if you own a weapon,
stealing them,
you need
yeah.
to put your gun up, secure your gun, lock your gun, put it up so your son do not get your gun and go retaliate on somebody that hurt his feelings, somebody that,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think it's due to social media, too, though. Because, you know, when you got in a fight back when you were a kid, you got in a fight and it was over.
Yeah.
Right? But now it's...
It can be online. That's right.
Now it goes
That's
on
right.
another
That's
week,
right.
another week.
You, if you record my children getting jumped on, I'm coming at you. Mm-hmm. Don't record my kids being jumped on, especially grown folk.
Yeah, adults should break
stop
it up.
Them. Yeah, That's stop right. them.
Yeah, I prefer the fist fight over the guns, but I would rather us even find a better way to not even process our emotions with violence.
You know what we got to start back doing? We got to start back spending Christmases and Thanksgivings together. Families don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
These big corporations got to start back giving people the days off on the holidays mm-hmm. so they could be with their family. And if you got kids from different men, then you should let your baby daddy know, well, my child is going to be with me during Christmas, so if you want to come, come over. Therefore, you have to get back to even having babies from people that you at least going to be able to speak to 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. If he a scammer or a drug dealer or a robber or he gangbanging, then that's not the dude you need to be having a baby with. And if you do, then he got to understand, my child ain't finna be around you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a political debate. I feel like Trick laying out his policies.
Because there's so many ways you could do it. There's a way for you to get respect from your kids. McDonald's, come on, man. They chicken nugget these kids to death.
Mm-hmm.
It's all they chicken nugget, chicken nugget. You go out to dinner, you go to a nice restaurant, they get their kids chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
And fries.
And french fries, yeah.
I didn't bring you out to dinner mm-hmm. to order no chicken tender and fries. Bring the family together. Pray together. Mm-hmm. Go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
mm-hmm.
letting your middle school and high school daughters talk about they got a boyfriend. No, you have a friend boy or a friend girl. You don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Now, you got some now, backlash a couple of years ago when you talked about Beyonce can't sing.
Okay.
Trick, you was tripping with that one.
Okay, so here's the thing.
All right.
I wasn't saying that Beyonce can't sing.
Okay.
Because I've known Beyonce since they were 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of times. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a lot of love and respect. Beyonce is a hell of an entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But when I put singers in the category, I'm talking about Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Adele.
Understand.
I'm talking about Shirley Murdoch. I'm talking about Stephanie Mills.
I don't know about Adele. I think Beyonce can hang with Adele. I'm with you on everybody else, though. Whitney Houston, Stephanie Mills,
Adele,
Fantasia.
Stephanie Mills. That's a different kind of
Patti LaBelle.
That's same.
I'm going to give you a perfect example. I'm going to say something that they ain't going to like again.
Go ahead.
Out of the 10 female R&B singers that came out in the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
five of them sound alike.
Okay, who are they?
The Hers. Mm-hmm. SZA.
Janae Aiko.
I can close my eyes and not know who they are. That don't mean I don't like them. That don't mean I don't like their talent. But if I had to pull a top 10, a top 5, I wouldn't mention them. So what they did, they took a piece of a conversation what we had that was all over the place. And you notice how long the conversation was.
Mm-hmm.
They took that one piece
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to go viral, and it worked. And they wanted me to apologize, and I didn't feel like I had to apologize.
That's your opinion.
When I heard you explain it a little more, I understood what you were saying.
Yeah.
But people like Whitney and Stephanie, that's just different, man.
That's
an otherworldly talent. And Beyonce's an otherworldly talent, too, but that's different.
I don't think.
Now, who wanted you to apologize?
Who you say bought these chairs?
Kevin Hart.
I don't think he's funny.
God damn, Trick. Why are you shooting at everybody this morning? Why? Why?
I don't think
what is the reason for this?
I grew up on Red Fox and right. Robin Harris and Eddie Murphy and
Chris
Richard
Rock.
Pryor.
Yeah. Richard Pryor. Mm-hmm.
You notice the same. You say you don't like what Wack do on Clubhouse. You're doing the same thing right now.
But he's not. Well, Wack is targeting people. I'm giving my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We ain't asked for it.
I don't think Cat Williams. But this is unpopular opinion moment right now.
Okay.
I don't think Cat Williams is funny.
No, you tripping.
The only time I thought Cat Williams was funny when that little 14-year-old had him in the chokehold.
Oh, God damn it.
What did Cat do to you? Why are you doing
he
this?
He didn't do nothing to me.
I think that's hilarious.
Why?
I just don't think he's funny.
I think Cat and Kevin funny as hell.
But for the record, I love and respect Beyonce and everything she ever done.
Who wanted you to apologize when you said they wanted me to apologize? Beehive. Oh, the Beehive.
No, not the
okay.
Beehive. Because they don't know what the Beehive. Not the Beehive. It's my couple of my business partners, mm-hmm. a couple of my friends, a couple of older women in my family. They were like, maybe you should just apologize because they, you know. And I was like, apologizing is, you're not supposed to apologize unless you did something wrong and you know you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Is this an opinion?
It's an opinion. And I had with no intentions on hurting nobody's feelings mm-hmm. or nothing like that. But I like who I like.
Man, make sure y'all go check out Trick Daddy and Friends concert.
Trick!
Yes.
April 15th to the 17th, man. Yes.
Bitch, I got my pots. Make sure you watch that.
I got the pot line, the cooking utensil line, the seasoning.
I can't wait for our vegetarian episode. That's going to be amazing.
Trick, you got to hit the dance for us one time if you leave, man.
So the dance, the throw the dance is usually like this, but I do it. Like this.
We've seen that, yeah.
Let's go.
Turn it up.
That's it, man.
Come to the concert. You can see the person.
You saving it for the weekend?
Come see it live, man. I appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Trick Daddy, see you.
Right. Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 30th goes to a Miami man named William Carroll. First of all, what does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. That is a fact. But one thing I don't do enough is salute the great city of Miami. Drop one of Clues bombs from Miami. The 305. One of the greatest places on the planet. We don't discuss Miami enough. I know y'all like to go down there for the weather and the beaches and the licking. Okay, in the nightlife, but Miami has contributed so much to the culture of hip-hop. Drop on the Clues bombs for Uncle Luke and the Two Life Crew! Top five rap group of all time! Uncle Luke is a whole legend and should always be respected as such. Y'all wouldn't have parental advisory stickers on albums if it wasn't for Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke, you know, was considered obscene, okay? And went against Congress to fight for the First Amendment. Artist freedom of speech, he really fought for that, okay? America labeled him explicit, which led to the mandatory parental advisory sticker you see on music now with offensive content, okay? That impacted all musical genres, by the way, not just hip-hop, all right? He fought for the right to tell big booty hoes, you ain't nothing but a hoochie mama. Hood rat, hood rat! You hear me? He fought for the right to tell Asian women all around the world, me so horny. Uncle Luke, you hear me? Uncle Luke fought for the right to tell you that Cap D is coming. And at some point after he comes, you're going to have to put your hands up high, your ass down low, and drop that boom boom to the floor. That's right, don't even touch it. I still got them knees, you hear what I'm saying? That was a good era.
Don't play no more, that's okay. What I'm saying. Don't play no more.
That was a good era. Have we all grown now? Yes. Do we all realize that, you know, the music was misogynistic and sexist? Yes. But can we all admit that problematic music slapped? Okay? And it wouldn't be the same without the toxicity. And you are a liar. If you say you hear that music now and it doesn't make you feel good, okay? Drop one of the Clues bombs for Uncle Luke. All right? I still listen to I Wanna Rock right now. I literally mean right now. Like, that's my joint, okay? This man, Uncle Luke, had us screaming the color of feces for no damn reason, okay? Proudly screaming out what the color of feces was just because some of y'all doo-doo might be green, okay? Sometime. Might even be a little hint of red, depending on if you got hemorrhoids or how much fun you had in the bedroom the night before. But it's universally known that doo-doo is brown because of the legend named Luther Campbell. And that's why we are gathered here today, ladies and gentlemen, to discuss doo-doo, okay? See, William Carroll is a robber
who is currently facing charges of armed robbery and battery. See, a woman was walking her dog in Miami's Edgewater neighborhood. She was picking up her dog's poop when William Carroll pulled up with a knife. No need to listen to me, because I need to catch my breath anyway. Okay, but let's go to NBC 6 South Florida for the report, please.
What was supposed to be a quick dog walk Monday night turned into a violent attack. Police say a woman was attacked and robbed on her way back home after walking her dog. She stopped on the stairs to her condo to pick up the dog's waste when a man allegedly came from behind with a knife and strangled her, then allegedly stole her backpack and wallet. Police caught Carroll a few blocks away, out of breath, and they say with the victim's credit cards nearby. He told detectives he didn't do it, but police say he didn't realize he was wearing one of the biggest pieces of evidence, which came from the dog. Literally, the police report states a brownish stain was seen on the defendant's shirt, matching the dog poop from the scene.
William Carroll is in jail because, number one, he's a robber, but number two, because of doo-doo. All right? This woman had the wherewithal, or maybe, you know, just in her fighting a little, she got enough doo-doo on him for cops to notice he had a dog poop stain on his shirt. First of all, you're not just about to blend in when you got doo-doo on you. Okay, even if the clothes you are wearing are indeed a doo-doo brown color, the smell, my G, okay, the odor. We've all had dog poop on our shoe at some point in life. You can't escape that funky-ass fragrance, all right? Think about the time you had to take cleaning doo-doo off your shoes in life. Mm-mm. So imagine walking around with it on your shirt. You throw the whole shirt away. Clearly, William, 62 years old, robbing folks at knife point, couldn't afford to throw his shirt away. But the fact you just decided to go to the cultural institution known as Pizza Hut with doo-doo on your shirt. Sir, respect yourself, but also respect the home of the Book It program. You can't just walk up in Pizza Hut with doo-doo on your shirt and get you a personal pan pie and keep it moving. And furthermore, how stink are you on a regular basis that you don't even notice you got doo-doo on your shirt? Not only did he have doo-doo on his shirt, the officers found the victim's belongings and the knife. So it's an open and shut case. Now, William Carroll is currently in the Turner Gofield Knight Correctional Center. All you brothers in that facility who are listening to The Breakfast Club this morning, you're listening to Charlamagne the God deliver this donkey of the day. If you don't see that man, William Carroll, and say, "Don't stop, pop that bussy. Let me see you doo-doo brown." If y'all not calling that man doo-doo brown for the rest of his life, for the rest of his stay in that facility, then y'all have collectively failed Miami-Dade County. I'm not saying harass the man. I'm just saying his life, your entertainment, okay? Y'all just trying to kill some time behind those walls and him ending up there because, one, he made the poor choice to rob and steal, and two, because of doo-doo. It's just too much comedy gold to not let the jokes fly. Please give William Carroll, a.k.a. Doo-Doo Brown, the biggest hee-haw.
You tired, man?
A little bit.
You sweating?
A little bit. Let that goddamn, let that damn, that pop, that scarred fly one more time, though.
Uh-oh.
Go. Get low. Oh, get low. Low. Megan got nothing on you. Keep going.
I'm glad you know.
Who's your mama?
Why can't y'all just admit? Y'all be out here judging these kids. Listen. Y'all be out here trying to act so woke, judging these kids for the content of their music, and that's what we grew up on, okay?
You need oxygen, bro.
Our era was so toxic and so problematic, but so damn fun, okay?
All right.
Do you even have those classic tunes without the toxicity? Huh?
Drink some water.
I'm fine.
Yeah, all right.
Okay? Don't think I'm not fine.
All right.
I am fine. You hear me?
All right.
I am 43 the knees of a 41-year-old.
Look like you need a little Bengay.
What? I did say pop that bussy.
You know what?
So who Bengay?
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Envy. Angela Yee. And Charlamagne the God. Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is YouGuard.
YouGuard, what's up? What's your question for Yee?
YouGuard.
Yeah.
From Wu-Tang?
Yes, YouGuard. Nah, not at all. From the South Bronx.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm in this relationship, right? And I've been in a relationship for about 9 months. You know, everything is lovey-dovey, peachy. You know what I'm saying? And, I give leeway. You know what I'm saying? But now, she, you know how you say that the saying goes, you give a finger, they take an arm? You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to, like, so listen, be easy. You know, we all good. You know, I ain't in the nothing else. Like, you know what I'm saying? So what can I tell her? Because I try to tell her, like, yo, be easy. And she don't even, like...
Like, give me an example of what she does.
She'll be like, babe, wear this. No, wear this. You see, you don't want to wear this. Things like that. You know what I'm saying? Order this. Oh, I don't want you to eat chicken. I want you to eat salmon.
Okay.
Things like that. You
so she's saying? Trying to be too controlling.
Too, very controlling.
And how do you respond?
Okay.
You just say okay.
I say okay. Because I don't want the back and forth. I don't want to get in. I had too many problems, so I don't even to alleviate all the problems and the headaches. I let it be. You know.
You know, you can't do that because it bothers you, right? And it's still early in the relationship, and you're really setting the standard for what your relationship will be like. And if you want it to be successful, and there's something that bothers you, you have to address it, or she'll think you're okay with it.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know. I just don't want to ruin the relationship because I really like the woman, you know. We good, you know, everything is good, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to ruin this, you know.
Well, don't say okay when she tells you to do something that you don't want to do.
Okay.
See, you just did it to me. No, but seriously, you have to, you know, and you don't have to do it in a mean way. You can just say, if she tells you, look, I don't want you to get chicken, get the salmon. You can say, actually, I'm going to have the chicken today. Sheesh, you know, why don't you have the chicken too? Like, you got to, but you can't just let this continue to go on. You got to speak up for yourself now. And you got to let her know, you know, if it's something that bothers you, you should tell her. You should be like, look, I love, you know, the time that we've been spending together. I could see a future for us, but you got to just give me a little bit of space for me to make my own decisions about things that I want to do.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I say one more thing before y'all let me go?
Yep.
It's the Charlemagne the God. You know what I'm saying? At first, I didn't really like Charlemagne, but as I, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? And every time I listen to Charlemagne, he sounds just like me. Leonard, I'm 43 years old too. You know what I'm saying? And you so correct, man. I respect you and I love you, brother. Word up.
Love you,
man. All right. Well, thank you. Good luck with everything. Speak up for yourself.
Ask ye 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Birthday sex.
some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Fee.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Hi, Yee. Okay, so long story short, I wanted to ask you, if you're seeing this guy and you're all in with him, which I was, and he wanted to test you to see how you would react in a situation, like given I was all in and he wasn't just yet, so he wanted to do a little test.
Is he there right now?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so what did he do to you?
He basically told me to get out at 1 o'clock in the morning, and
tested her loyalty to me and how she was already acting in a heated situation.
In a heated situation, so he wanted to tell me to get out at 12 o'clock at night and had a dead straight face and let me go ahead and do so. But I was like, I was all in with you. Are you serious right now? And he was like, yes. I'm like, really? Like. F you, I was all in, like, I wasn't holding anything back, and, like, everything was just a thought.
Would you let her talk?
It was self-inflicted, I told him, because, like, if you're going to test somebody, why would you test them that way? And yes, I was upset. Yes, I cussed you out, because you made me feel like everything I did was a facade. Like, it was, like, all a lie, and you just look at me dead in my eyes and want to tell me to get out. He's like, well, you know I would never do that for real. You should have laughed it off and been like, oh, you're joking. Like, why would someone think that that is a joke, you know?
Yeah, that's not funny, especially in the middle. That's actually dangerous. What if something could happen to you? What if you left the house?
He said that it was a test and I should have laughed it off. I should have known, like, better or whatever.
First off, if it's a hotline, you should ask both sides of the story.
And at this big grown age, why are we testing people in relationships?
Big grown age.
He said because he's been hurt in the past in every relationship. So haven't I?
I've had my devastated. I'm going to speak to you like what my wife
did. Can we speak to him? I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, serious. We'll talk.
Because he wanted to talk. So what happened? Why would you kick her out of the house?
I'm an honest and loyal and honest guy to every relationship I've been in. And I've been nothing but stepped on and hurt. Well, my wife asked me to wear some lingerie one time. I didn't want to do it, so I did.
I'm into different things. I actually
listen,
guys
y'all
wear lingerie, and like I enjoy bisexual men, and I enjoy watching gay porn. Like, you're not allowed to try to stop where they kick me off.
We could have been superstars.
Okay, so he's bisexual.
Remember, we was
yes.
Okay.
Yes. I am. He said, now
so
I am.
So I don't understand the test of kicking someone out. What does that prove?
And I just wanted to see how the heated situation would go if we was into one. And it was a simple little question. Would never kick her out of my house at 1 in the morning.
But you shouldn't even threaten somebody to do that. How do you think that makes her feel?
But instead she decided to say she was going to spit in my face, call me.
I didn't say I was going to. I said I wanted to.
What's wrong with that? That sounds sexy.
I'm going to put myself in this situation. So I tested her early. I'm glad I did because, like, I found out how she really is.
Yeah, but what about how you are? I don't understand.
You don't
this.
Know how he is.
Let me tell you.
I was so disgusted. I was so angry. I can't remember because my baby low-key blacked out.
Who wouldn't? Let me ask you, sir. Who wouldn't get mad if someone kicked them out of the house at midnight?
Not that mad. Not as mad as she got. It was.
You
joke.
Act like I broke stuff. Like,
I would never let
him.
I wanted to grab her up and just be like,
he's
no,
really mad because I said that I wish I could. I wanted to spit in his face.
What's man lingerie?
How did you turn bisexual? Now we asking the real questions. Okay, I'm glad. Now you asking the real questions.
We'll talk about this one. So, like, it's not man lingerie. It's, like, lingerie that I would wear. And
oh, he wearing your lingerie.
Okay.
Yeah, like, sometimes we match. And we both walk around wearing heels.
And that's why he thinks, like, he's bi now? He thinks he's bi just because he wore your panties?
First of all,
you don't let me tell you guys.
His wife extorted him and had him wear lingerie and snuck him some pictures and put him on social media.
My kids seen it. My family.
Pretending like he was that's into funny. It.
Well, I will say this. That sounds very traumatic for you, sir. That sounds like a traumatic thing when you trust somebody and they betray your trust in that way. But if you can find somebody, right, who accepts you for who you are, why would you cause...
Hey, will you stop it?
Why would you cause issues in your relationship unnecessarily?
He's not bisexual, Yee, just because he wore a woman's lingerie.
No, he's bisexual he because now. He has sex with a man.
I didn't hear that part. He hasn't said that. That's what I'm trying to get to.
But his wife was making him feel ashamed of it, but he finally found his match, which was me, because I am into bisexual men who wear lingerie and watching that type of thing.
Has he slept with a man before?
Hmm?
Has he slept with a man before?
Who? Who, me?
The guy? No, the guy.
Your boyfriend.
Yes, like we both,
that's what
like,
makes
we
him will bisexual.
Do oral on a man together, like have a three-way with two guys, and he will receive and like be giving me oral and getting back shots from like. I mean, I enjoy that stuff. Like, there's some. Listen,
okay. Hey, if you enjoy, look, that's all whatever y'all like to do in your relationship is your guy's business. But I do want to say, in reference to the question, okay, don't sabotage your relationship because something previously didn't work out. You got to start from zero.
It sound like it and was you, like I yelled it at her to get out.
Oh, it don't matter if you wrote it down on a piece of paper. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but honestly,
you guys have to learn how to communicate in a better, more responsible way. And every relationship is a risk. Are you willing to take that risk? Because no matter what, no matter what type of test you put somebody through, you don't know what's going to happen when a real thing comes up. So don't create drama because you've been traumatized before.
That's why I sleep with guys. It's no drama with it.
Fist bump it out,
and they're gone. A woman comes in your house, you spend $60 in your house for 3 days.
Okay, but
I don't think
don't
she
matter.
Respects you because you're like a bottom.
Just stop it. But I will say this. I just listening to this conversation, I realize that you guys don't listen to each other. You guys continually talk over each other, and there's no possible
way. It's too many people
can,
in the room.
No, only two people. That you can possibly understand each other if y'all don't get each other's thoughts out. Every time she talks, he talks over him, and every time he talks, she talks over him. How could y'all possibly understand each other and listen to each other if y'all not allowing each other to speak?
And he'd rather be with a man.
Dude, shut up.
Just told her that. He was like, that's why I'd rather deal with a man because men, you know, don't do all of this.
That's what less drama.
That, see? Okay. He said that.
All right, well, look. Maybe you guys aren't a match then, if that's what you're saying your preference is.
That's why I did what I did.
No, you doing what you did.
I'm glad I did.
You doing what you did.
All right. Well, look, guys. It feels like he doesn't. This is, you know, you're not for him.
He wants to go in through life. I was all in, you know, willing to take that risk for, you know, taking another chance on being hurt again by being all in with one I felt like was a match. I didn't feel like I needed to test him. I never did test him.
I made a promise to myself that I didn't.
That wasn't the only test.
Listen, I made a promise to myself.
First of all, it's too early in the morning. Have y'all had breakfast?
And at least now you know what it is, right?
Yeah. So now I got to get an opinion. And I told you that anybody would be angry doing that. And you saying that anybody wouldn't be angry. They would have, I didn't react the way that I was supposed to react.
I didn't think you'd be belligerent.
It sounds to me like you need a power top in your life, ma'am. Ma'am, would you respect him if he was a power top and not a messy bottom?
Hey, listen, man. It wouldn't matter if he was. I was only giving her a chance because she had me falling. I wasn't even going to date women again. That was a promise I made.
Okay. Well,
what, see? Did you hear what he said? He said he wasn't going to date women again.
Yes, he doesn't want to be with you. It looks like this is not what he wants. And maybe.
I've moved on. We could be friends.
Well, let's move on. Maybe him doing this was his way of trying to break up with you in a passive way.
I probably shouldn't have put both coochie lips on him. I probably should have put just one of them on him because he couldn't have handled it.
He don't want that no more, boo. He wants cheeks. Okay, you don't have what he want no more. It's over.
That's what it sounds like.
All right.
It's not going to work if he goes through life testing them. Like, when you're testing, that's like playing a game, like with people's emotions. You ever hear a crime of passion?
I just guys. I don't date them.
She threatened the crime of passion. He said he only F's guys. He don't date them. Wow.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Go your separate ways, please.
Man, drop one of Clues Bombs for Tyler Perry, because I know he executive produced that phone call.
Right, well, that was Ask You Guys. We answer any question.
800-585-105.
That sounds like a Tyler Perry movie. That call gave me everything I need. I'm taking that home with me. I'm going to listen to that later on the podcast.
It's great.
He's available.
I'm going to listen to that later on the Breakfast Club podcast. That was an incredible phone call. The hell?
You go too far.
What?
It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
This ass up.
Power 105. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. So we are on vacation, so we're playing the best of. So the best of interviews, the best of moments, some of the dopest and hottest things that's been on The Breakfast Club.
I like that.
And today is something special because tickets go on sale.
Listen, man, tickets go on sale for the Black Effect Podcast Festival today. I'm doing my first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival at the Brooklyn Mirage here in Brooklyn. We got some of your favorite shows like the 85 South Show, All the Smoke, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady, the
Big Facts Podcast, Black Tech Green Money with Will Lucas, Checking In with Michelle Williams, the Trap Nerds Podcast, and We Talk Back with my two homegirls from South Carolina, Tam Bam and AJ, all right? It's all hosted by my man Lil Duval and Nyla Simone. We got food, we got drinks, all of that good stuff, and tickets are on sale right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podfest. That's blackeffect.com/podfest. If you want tickets to come to see the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival Sunday, August 28th, go to blackeffect.com/podfest right now and get your tickets.
That's right. All right, well, don't move. We got more best of the best of moments. We're on vacation. We'll be back in a couple of days. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Hey, I do have a positive note, man. I know this is just going to fall on deaf ears in this social media era that we live in, but I just want to tell y'all, if you didn't see it with your own eyes or hear it with your own ears, don't invent it with your small mind and share it with your big-ass mouth. Okay? Okay.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.